This woman claims that a tattoo has been ruining her life since she was a teenager. A woman decided when she was a teen to buy a tattoo gun. There's your mistake right there. With a friend and tattoo, "Eat me," on her groin in blue capital letters.
You might be white trash if.
Yeah, definitely. I'm the king of white trash, and I can see that one. She's now regretting it years later. She's even too self-conscious to wear a bikini.
Wow.
She claims it also is affecting her sex life. She said,
"It's really small looking. I mean, she could put a Band-Aid over it."
You would think so, right? But then would you always want to be like Nelly on your area down there, just putting a bandage over something?
Nelly.
Did Nelly have...
I thought it was R. Kelly.
What?
Wait, who wore the bandage? It was
Nelly?
Nelly,
not R.
I'm getting
Kelly.
Confused.
Oh, my gosh. Well, they both are accused of doing things to women, but in different ways.
Allegedly.
I said accused. Okay. I didn't say confirmed. I still think R. Kelly is a great guy. I don't know about any cult.
Oh, God.
I just believe I can fly when
not
I hear his
again.
Music. So I'm just defending people. Anyways, yeah, they're saying that it's destroying her sex life. She says, "Every part of my sex life is ruined. People are like, I don't need instructions." The woman said her gynecologist looks at it and asks her, "Why do you have that tattoo?"
Okay, listen, any man that like says, "I don't need instructions," probably needs instructions. And the best guys are going to take instructions.
How do you know?
Because I've read a lot of Cosmopolitan.
Oh, please. That crap. Let me ask you this. That would be a bad tattoo. Like if I saw a girl with that tattoo, I'm like, okay, well, that's really interesting. But I think I'd be able to move on. But what is the worst place to have a tattoo? Like, what would be the absolute worst?
I think it's disgusting to have tattoos on your teeth.
Who tattoos their teeth?
Weirdos. I've seen it. Haven't you seen that?
No, I have not. I have not.
Definitely on the face. Anywhere on the face. That's a no. Don't do that.
What about a neck tattoo? Is that terrible or no?
Gross.
Okay.
I like sleeves, though. I'm a fan of sleeves.
Eat it. Just eat it.
Yeah, I don't think you want to have a tattoo. What are you, producer Mike? I imagine you've seen a lot of different people with tattoos here and there.
Yeah.
Is there one you're just like, ooh, that's a bad tattoo place. Like, don't do it there.
Tweety Bird on your mom.
That might be a bad place to put
mom. You know your mom, though, was like hot or the thing back in the day if she has a Tweety Bird tattoo, even if it looks like Tweety Bird's dying
now. A Tweety Bird tramp stamp?
Yeah, to me, the face tattoo, it better look nice. It better be really good, yeah.
Betty Boop or Tweety Bird, if you have either of those tattoos, you are white trash. There is no ifs, ands, or buts.
But there's a difference. Like, you can be white trash. It's not a big deal with that. I think just, for example, what's that tattoo that Rihanna has like under her breast? It's like right in the middle under there.
It's just like a weird...
Like an eagle or like Egyptian, a bird.
It's like, it's not even like an eye. It's just like a decorative thing. I don't think it's like an actual thing. It's not an eagle, but it kind of looks like.
To me, it's hot. Like, that looks really good. Do you like that look on her or no, that tattoo?
Yeah, she can pull it off because she's super edgy.
I saw a girl on my Facebook page the other day that did that, and she's got like banana boobs. It just, I don't know. It's not a good look. She's got like a tattoo between her boobs.
Bananas?
Too. Well, like they're kind of, it's like kind of like tennis balls inside of like a tube sock.
Okay, yeah, that sounds bad.
Yeah, it's not a good look. I don't know.
What did she ask for? Hey, can I get some tennis balls inside a tube sock, please? When she told the artist.
No, I'm saying that's what her boobs look like.
The greatest tattoo.
Like over the tattoo, yeah.
Yeah, the tattoo was, I don't even know what the tattoo was, but it was between her boobs.
The greatest tattoo that I've seen recently, a girl that I went to high school with is a tattoo artist down in southern Indiana.
Okay.
And she tattooed on somebody, it is like a heart, and it's all like super bright colors. It's a heart, and inside the heart is SpongeBob and Patrick being best friends.
Of course you would. a kid themed tattoo.
It's amazing.
Joe and Alex Show, if you have a tattoo that's just totally white trash or really bad, we'd love to see it. You can share it with us. But where's the worst place to get a tattoo? Joe and Alex Show, hit us up on Twitter.